DeKalb gets its water from several aquifers and sells that water to residents and businesses. Once that water goes into the pipes, it falls under the authority of Mark Ennington.
The purview really is, you know, what we're responsible for. The Kishwaukee Water Reclamation District is the planning, collection, treatment, and disposal of wastewater in our service area.
In a 12 to 18 hour process, the water that comes into the plant goes through several phases of treatment. These include separating and bagging inorganic matter, using bacteria to break down solid waste into fertilizer, and various filters to further separate contaminants. Eddington says they used to finish the disinfection with chlorine.
So now we just blast the wastewater with ultraviolet light.
It does pretty much the same thing that the chlorine does.
That sort of treatment is to, you know, for E. coli, you know, remove E. coli, fecal coliform, though. Stuff that would give you pink eye if you went swimming in the Kish.
And that's exactly where the treated water goes.
Clean effluent is discharged back to the Kishwaukee River, flows north to the Rock River, up by Rockford, and then south to the, you know, to the Illinois River. Ultimately, it all ends up in the Gulf of Mexico.
Much of the DeKalb plant's equipment dates back to the 1920s and 30s. While reliable, the plant isn't up to current Illinois EPA standards.
Particularly for ammonia removal, we're going to be asked to remove phosphorus. Ultimately, we'll be asked to remove nitrogen. We can't do that with our existing equipment, and our existing equipment needs to be replaced regardless.
To meet the new standards, the Kishwaukee District is working on a $52 million upgrade. It will replace aging equipment, expand the plant's capacity, and require demolishing 19 properties on Hollister Avenue.
I think the district handled it in a responsible way, and I think the residents, you know, most of them would echo that we took care of them, we did right by them, and we, you know, respected that. It's a big deal when you ask to buy someone's home, particularly if they've lived there for a long time.
The district aims to start construction in September, and the work itself should take about 3 years. Eddington also hopes to use some of the plant's extra capacity to treat wastewater from nearby DeKalb County communities. He says that could be more economical for smaller cities than having their own treatment plants.
Say you're Community X and you're located 5 miles from the sanitary district, and you're facing a $10 million upgrade or an $8 million upgrade, and you've got a small customer base that you have to spread that cost over. Then you have to operate that plant. You start adding these things up and the pipeline looks like is a pretty good option.
The idea may seem radical, but the Rockford area has been doing it for years.
It's like the old adage, you know, many hands make light work. So, you know, you get many customers that are on there, the price of service is a lot cheaper.
That's Tim Hansen, executive director of the Rock River Reclamation District and Rockford's former director of public works. Unlike DeKalb, his district was formed to treat wastewater from communities around Rockford, and then added the city's wastewater in 1991. With various expansions, it's grown to encompass 100 square miles of Winnebago County, expanding as far as New Milford and South Beloit. The large tax base means sewage fees have been kept low, at about $26 per month. Hansen sees hooking up smaller communities as a way for other treatment plants to lower costs.
In the water wastewater world, there's over 53,000 entities. And we're to the point now, because of everything being so expensive, is you're starting to see a trend for consolidation.
And the Rock River District is still growing. One project is a $20 million expansion out to the village of Winnebago. That involves a pipeline of significant diameter.
Now, a trunk line out to the village of Winnebago, you know, is like 36 inches or 48 inches, or we have some that are coming down to the district here that are as big as 72 inches. So you could walk upright in those pipes. They're just very huge.
Hansen expects that line to be connected by the middle of next year, and once that's done, Winnebago will shut down its old plant. He also said the district is widening the pipe along Spring Creek Road to serve Northeast Rockford, including Mercy Health's new hospital. Then there are smaller ambitions, like improving the treatment plant's biosolids. These masses are what's left after bacteria digest solid wastes, such as feces, and can be used as farm fertilizer. The plant's currently certified for Grade B biosolids, which are used on crops like cow corn. He says improving the process to Grade A means more thorough treatment, but also a greater variety of crops to fertilize.
Madison already does that already, and it's just really removing as much water out of it as you possibly can, and just making it into like pellets. It's like pellets, and you just stick it into your gardens, but it's good fertilizer. But it's something for your flowers and your gardens and stuff like that.
DeKalb's plant also hopes to use the gas released by the bacterial digestion process to power its new water pumps.
We clean that gas. We clean that digester gas. We feed it to generators that will produce power that we'll consume right here on this site. So, you know, our goal is to become energy neutral within 10 years.
While the process may seem unpleasant and the regulatory upgrades costly, Hansen says improving these treatment plants is, at the end of the day, meant to help the environment.
You have phosphorus and nutrient removal that, you know, that's what the environmentalists are looking for, because it's heating up the water and it's growing algae and it's taking oxygen out of the water. And it's killing off the fish.
And with both the Kishwaukee and Rock Rivers ultimately discharging into the Gulf of Mexico, there's plenty to affect downstream. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.